In today's episode, we're diving deep into the latest cybersecurity developments, focusing on how tech giants like Apple, Google, and Microsoft are tackling emerging threats with critical updates and innovative strategies, while companies like Byte Federal and Clio face significant challenges due to security breaches and vulnerabilities. In recent Apple news, the company has addressed several security vulnerabilities with updates for iOS, macOS, iPadOS, tvOS, watchOS, and visionOS. These updates have patched various flaws, including those in the TCC subsystem, file handler, and key components of macOS. A critical iCloud vulnerability affecting the TCC subsystem was disclosed by Jamf, highlighting potential risks of privilege escalation and information disclosure that could compromise user data. Additionally, Apple released updates for platforms such as tvOS, watchOS, and macOS. These updates are part of Apple's efforts to mitigate risks and ensure device security. Among the emerging threats, the macOS.notlockbit ransomware presents a challenge by locking files and exfiltrating data, emphasizing the need for these security measures. The FBI has advised considering alternative messaging apps due to collaboration challenges between tech giants like Apple and Google. Furthermore, Apple has warned iPhone users about potential security risks associated with a new AI feature and recommended reviewing device settings. Users are encouraged to safeguard their devices by researching protection against cyber threats such as malware and phishing attacks. They should also manage risks related to tracking devices like AirTags. It is crucial to stay vigilant, keep systems updated, and consult official advisories and support documents for the latest protection information. In our Google News update, we're exploring a series of security updates and technological advancements from Google. Anton's security blog has unveiled its Q4 2024 highlights, focusing on key discussions about SIEM, detection engineering, cloud security, and insights from the Google Cloud Security podcast. These resources are essential for professionals seeking to keep up with security trends. Google has taken a significant step to enhance user privacy by launching new Bluetooth tag protections for Android. This update helps Android devices detect and neutralize unknown tracking devices, protecting users from potential stalking threats. Google's advanced Willow quantum processor is stirring interest in the tech community due to its impact on blockchain security. Experts are debating its ability to challenge current cryptographic protocols, with further analysis indicating the broader effects of quantum computing on cryptographic system security. Additionally, Google has strengthened Chrome with a security update addressing vulnerabilities across various operating systems, alongside an article offering key tips to boost online protection with Chrome's security features. Debate is growing around potential vulnerabilities in the Trusted Platform Module, TPM, specifically its endorsement key generation, critical for those reliant on hardware security. In terms of user privacy, Google has improved Android's location tracker alerts and introduced a privacy feature that stores location history locally. However, some users have expressed dissatisfaction over the loss of memories due to this update. On communication security, Google's RCS, Rich Communication Services, faces challenges, with the FBI and CISA recommending end-to-end encryption to secure user data. For app security, Google advises downloading apps solely from the Google Play Store, following findings of dangerous apps on Android devices. Finally, Google has launched Veneer, an open-source tool to automate patch validation in source code, reaffirming its dedication to strengthening cybersecurity. These developments underscore Google's ongoing commitment to user security and privacy and challenge the tech community to consider the implications of technologies like quantum computing. Stay tuned as these stories continue to shape the future of digital security. Microsoft has released its December 2024 Patch Tuesday updates, addressing 72 vulnerabilities, including critical patches for an actively exploited zero-day vulnerability. Among these, 16 are classified as critical, reflecting the company's focus on enhancing Windows system security. Alongside these patches, Microsoft is taking steps to mitigate and phase out NTLM relay attacks. In other security news, Microsoft's team has reported Russian state-backed hackers targeting Ukrainian military technology. These hackers, part of a group named Secret Blizzard, are using tools from other cybercriminal actors, highlighting the intersection of geopolitical tensions and cyber warfare. Microsoft's Azure platform recently faced an MFA vulnerability that allowed unauthorized access within an hour, which has since been resolved. Microsoft's security challenges also include hackers exploiting OL bins and a new rootkit loader for the FK Undead malware family, authenticated with Microsoft's certificate. To combat these threats, Microsoft has introduced security defaults for Azure to enhance identity protection and updated mitigations for NTLM vulnerabilities. They advise users and organizations to promptly implement these updates to safeguard against potential threats. Microsoft is further strengthening its defenses by inviting hackers to test against prompt injection attacks, emphasizing its commitment to AI security. This proactive stance aims to identify emerging threats and ensure resilience in a rapidly evolving tech environment. Acknowledging the ongoing cybersecurity concerns, Microsoft recommends vigilance and offers resources like the fix for a vulnerability known as Authquake and improved patching strategies to minimize risks. In recent developments, Byte Federal, a leading US-based Bitcoin ATM operator, has suffered a cybersecurity breach that potentially compromised sensitive information of around 58,000 customers. This incident is linked to a vulnerability in GitLab repositories that may have exposed confidential credentials, putting users' personal data, including social security numbers and government IDs, at risk. Byte Federal is advising affected users to promptly reset their login credentials to prevent further risks. This breach highlights the essential role of robust cybersecurity measures in safeguarding user data in the financial technology sector. Stay informed for future updates on this situation. In Clio News, a significant cybersecurity incident is developing as CISA reports the exploitation of a critical Clio software vulnerability in ransomware attacks. Hackers are exploiting a zero-day flaw in Clio's file transfer products, leading to compromised systems in various organizations, including major companies like Walmart, Target, and Home Depot. Security analysts warn that these exploits could escalate into larger ransomware campaigns, with the Clop ransomware group claiming responsibility for using these vulnerabilities in data theft attacks. In response, Clio has released security patches to address the issue. However, researchers caution that systems might still be vulnerable even after the initial fix, prompting Clio to urge all customers to apply the latest patch immediately. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has added the Clio vulnerability to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, stressing the urgent need for organizations to enhance their defenses. Comprehensive analysis explains how hackers exploit these vulnerabilities in file transfer tools and offers insights into potential risks and mitigation strategies. As the cybersecurity community continues to report the mass exploitation of Clio's file management products, swift action from affected organizations is crucial to protect their systems and data from evolving cyber threats. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly episode on cybersecurity. Stay safe and see you soon.